to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
Shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real, everybody. And it's Friday, so it's the week ends. Happy Friday, yes. Happy Friday, everybody. Powered by NRG, brought to you by Oblivion's Comics and Coffee. Come for the comics, stay for the coffee. NRG they need a slogan, because I feel like they don't have one, and I say this every episode. What is their slogan? Do you got one for me?
We are esports.
All right, and also, Mainframe USA apparel, everybody. Insane in the Mainframe. Still waiting on those underwear to come through the mail.
Yeah.
What do they call them? What's the sports ones?
Compression
underwear? Yeah. I need those.
I'm waiting on my onesie.
I need those in my life.
I want my compression onesie.
Okay.
So everything's compressed.
You can do a lot in the compression onesie.
Was that the thing you guys were talking about last week?
Yeah. We were talking about the legit product that they have, yesterday. The compression sleeve.
Yeah.
They actually have that, yeah. But then we took it a step further and made it compression underwear.
Which, yes, that needs to
be
a thing.
Actually, I think that exists.
It does need to be a thing. Okay.
And then I just took it another step further and made it a compression onesie.
You heard his voice, everybody. The real David Webb is
What's
here.
What's going on, everybody?
It sounds like a Sentai suit to me.
It is a Sentai suit. You are correct.
I thought you said Hentai suit at first. Either way.
Shentai.
Shentai. We just rhyming things now?
No.
Boontai. It's a boontai suit. That probably means something really bad.
And for a second time, all the way from, where were you from the last time?
I was from Roseville last time. This time I was from Ione, California.
Ione, California. Aaron Roselle. I wish I had like my soundboard, but I don't. I recently switched over to what is this thing? Surface? Yeah, that's what it is.
Yep.
And I don't have a soundboard hooked up to that thing just yet. Give me time, of course. And week in, week out, they're here always. They're sitting patiently, and I'm actually quite surprised that they're here right now because it's Friday. The chat room. Say hello, chat.
Hello, chat.
Hi,
hey, chat. If you are listening, of course, you're like, why is it again Friday? Well, you know, things happen from time to time, guys.
You know what? Your friend Corey's cousin asked me that, too.
My friend Corey's
friend.
Cousin. Not your friend, either?
It's a love-hate relationship.
Well, because I was going to say, I just saw on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, our friendversary.
You guys, yeah. You guys just hit your two-year anniversary.
Yeah, we're, it's 2 years is silver, I think.
Is that what that is?
I don't know.
Okay.
She did help me with Overwatch today, though.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she was giving me tips on being a DPS.
In chat, Nizmonic says, whoa, where's Corey? We have some news, people.
This is the new Corey.
He has been replaced.
Well.
We said there wasn't enough Aarons on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, we got another Aaron. She's rocking the glasses for those that are watching live.
Speaking of being alive, really quick.
Okay.
We have some YouTube chat.
Oh, no. Wow.
Popping off again.
Wow. Who we got in there?
Very own Dominic Downs.
D Downs in the building. What's happening?
He says, tell Aaron to take the shades off, Batman.
Never happening, sir. Never happening. Sorry. It's part of the staple now. Actually, we might have to change the little logo here that I see in the corner. If you're watching live, it shows like Corey and my face. I don't have glasses on there. We're gonna have to Photoshop that.
Well, now they know what you look like.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we'll just have to Photoshop.
Oh yeah, just Photoshop it on. I don't need to.
Magic is ruined.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, Corey is out doing something in the world. But the show never stops, people. You got to keep on going. Got to keep on chugging along. Even if it's a 3-man battle to the death, we still do it.
Did he tell you someone's going to die tonight? Because he didn't tell me.
He doesn't tell me anything.
He doesn't tell me anything.
Well, that's full of surprises, everybody. Full
that's
of surprises.
That's not a surprise that you want. You don't want to show up for a podcast and go, surprise, tonight is the night you might die.
You might kill someone, too.
Yeah, or you might be a murderer.
Or you might be a murderer.
This is how you make a murderer.
Exactly. That suspense, you need that in your life, Webb. You need to add some feed some speed to your life.
I'm all for speed, but not that.
You have a need for speed?
A need for speed.
I actually just saw a trailer for that.
Speaking of this, there's a new need for speed coming out.
And I literally looked at it and went, meh.
They don't have that, what is that, from the window to the wall?
No, they didn't do that. What do you mean, like, what was this? Oh, which one did that? Underground or whatever one you can start putting neon lights on your car.
Yeah, it was the one that came out. That came out, like, right after Fast and Furious.
They're going to know it in chat room. They're going to be like, you know, because I just Googled it 3 seconds ago.
I asked Alexa, and she told me. No, I was looking at, because so Corey and I are going to E3 next week.
Uh-huh.
Week after next.
Correct.
Know. And on Monday is the EA Play event.
You're going to love that.
And they're going to have Need for Speed there to try.
Yeah, you're going to love that one. So it's in a separate building, of course.
This one's in a completely different area. This one's in Hollywood. It's not even next to the Staples Center.
Don't know How if I like that? That.
It's not that far.
But mind
you. Yeah, it's not that far.
Mind you, that's a jump. So,
right, no, it's. I mean, it's a drive. You have to drive to it.
Yeah, because the last year's, it was just walking. You just cross the street and you're at EA Access. That's all it was.
Because it was at, like, the LA Convention Center, and then E3 was at the Staples Center or something like that.
Thus, this is further adding fuel to the flame of my theory that E3 is destined to die.
I kind of think it might be becoming... Okay, so I was talking to Short Nerdy Guy.
Okay.
In chat. I was at Oblivion Comics and Coffee today, and he was saying, he asked me what I thought about it being open to the public. And he goes, the public knows that this isn't a convention, right? And I go, I think they do. I think they think it's a con.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be like going to Comic-Con.
It's definitely a con.
And that's what's going to end up happening.
It's definitely
not
a con.
Not that kind of con, though. It's going to end up what it becomes. It's going to slowly kind of move its way into that direction. And then the people who go there... like media, like us, I think we're going to end up being the ones that suffer.
Again, you're going to be with a lot of people, because I when we were there and I was there, I saw a lot of people that said media.
Yeah.
It was like a 12-year-old kid. And I was like, this is either, you know.
It's his elementary school yearbook, Aaron.
Either something like that.
Don't
or,
you need like a certain amount of followers, though?
I don't know what the criteria is. Like what the prerequisites to getting in, like what makes you a journalist? Do you have to just, you know, have a certain amount of followers? Do you have to have a certain amount of articles?
Yeah, because I was hoping to get in with my podcast last year or whatever, whenever it went up.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I heard that you have to have like 200 something. I don't know. I don't know the number.
Just like a large number, though,
it makes,
right?
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense, though. How a 12-year-old got me about his parents are probably... work for some sort of media. They were able to wrangle another one and they took their kid.
And then, I mean, to be fair, they weren't all 12-year-old looking, you know, people.
Well, that's
there.
Good.
Maybe they just look that way.
A lot of them, we had a lot of people from overseas as well, because I saw a lot of people doing like videos and everything like that. They were speaking like different languages and everything. So it's not just a U.S. thing, you know.
Right. Oh, no,
no. Global pool from everywhere. So it's going to be packed, definitely. But I still, every time I walked around the show floor, just looked like spectators. You know, like people came off the street and, you know, walking around.
What's going on.
No, I went for the first time last year, and I'd been to PAX several times, and it just felt like a PAX with less people.
See, that's
with
why
less people.
I know. That's what when she said that, I'm like, that's crazy.
Because I kind of want to go to PAX, but is PAX open to the public too?
Yes.
Okay. Hmm.
What's
your plan, Webb?
My plan is networking. That's the ultimate. I mean, if I don't get to play, I'm going to be disappointed if I don't get to play a game, but that's not my ultimate goal. It's just to network and meet contacts, basically.
That's a good thing. It's a good thing. I kind of did that whenever I had like the Sony interviews and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I made sure I emailed everybody back that gave me their cards saying, you know, thank you for your time and stuff like that. You know, professional
stuff.
Right,
no, that's smart, yeah.
And I made some small contacts there. Nothing really lasting, I would say. But, you know, hey, what did you say the last episode? You talked to 100 people, maybe 3 could...
That was like 1,000 people.
Yeah, so it was only one shot. Maybe you'll have a little better luck this time. I do Wish you better luck at the E3.
Going back to EA Play really quick. Okay. It's a 23-minute drive.
Oh, from the Staples Center. See, that's a little hurting.
That looks like a big slowdown.
Yeah.
Like more than half of the route.
I'm on Google Maps right now. More than half of the route is just red, showing traffic. Yeah.
Okay, so Faith Shield in chat says, I think the new E3 is fine. It gives people like me who were or are in the industry a chance to attend despite 10 years as a beta tester. Okay, but literally, I mean, if you've never been, like, you are just waiting in a whole bunch of lines just to see all these, you know, kind of demos, and then some not even demos at all. But it's like now with downloadable content and stuff like that at your fingertips at home, they put some of those demos right out there the same day.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, you think about it, coming from the perspective of someone who's not media, somebody who's not there, like, covering or networking or anything like that, just average consumer, I feel like you would see more watching it at home.
And it felt that way whenever I was there last year. Because and everybody...
did you see that? No.
Yeah, no.
I'm in meetings.
It's like, oh, have you played that game? It's pretty cool. It's like, right. No, I didn't play that game. I'm talking about, you know, Sonic the Hedgehog remastered right now
but then
with some
you go,
rando.
You know, then you have the argument, well, then you get to play the games. But do you? I mean, you maybe get to play one game. I equate it to basically like going to San Diego Comic-Con and standing in line for Hall H. You got to pick like one thing that you want
to
see.
You got to.
And then you're in line for 3 days for Hall H so you could see the Game of Thrones panel. And that's it. That's what you went there to see. And that's fine.
Now, don't get me wrong, Faith Shield. If you have the opportunity to go, go. Like, don't take this as Aaron is saying, oh, you don't need to go. You don't need to go. If you've never been there, definitely, you know, go check it out. I'm just saying it doesn't, for me, it feels like it doesn't need to be like an annual thing, you know? Let's build some hype up around it a little bit more and, you know, come back to it after
a
little while.
Are you concerned that E3 is becoming Maddenized?
It's already been Maddenized. It's been Maddenized for the longest.
It's a convention, Aaron. I mean, they're all annual.
I'm just saying. It's not... Okay, put it this way. Something hot isn't coming out every year. Let's just face that. It's not something... Think about it. Every once in a while, yeah. But... And it's kind of hard to time because they're not going to, you know, run it with developers, you know, run it by them. Like, oh, are you going to release your game soon? Can we do this? Yeah, okay.
And
yeah.
Do we want to force developers into that kind of timeline?
And no, you don't.
I don't think we do.
So I don't know. I think it's, let's get right into this. Let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web.
Can I do
it? So sad.
Banging around the web.
There we go.
The delayed version. Because
she was buffering. It's okay. Her camera was buffering.
I'm using a cell phone.
Because the first thing we got on the docket is PlayStation's E3 press conference is coming to a theater near you. So if you can't make it to E3 this year and you still want to see the press conference for some reason outside of your own home, make it feel like you're a part of the big, grandiose presentation that Sony does every year, you can do it at a movie theater.
Nice.
Is it, though?
No.
Yeah.
Do you have to pay for it?
Probably.
Yes.
Honestly, so. I'd rather sit at home.
Yeah, right? And just draws, boxers, or whatever you have. Some, you know, popcorn or chips or something like that.
Yeah.
Throw in some headphones, hook them up to your TV. No, they're free, though. It's free to go. It's going to be 85 theaters across America, of course. And for some reason, in Los Angeles as well. But yeah, just I don't know. That's a tough one. Just stay at home. I don't know. I mean, I guess if you want that big... Because there's a thing.
You want to meet people.
Yeah. If you want to network with other spectators. And if you want to... Because you know how they have those things where they show like, oh, look at the new PSP. And then everybody goes, oh. If you want to feel that in the movie theater, you know, with other people.
Someone's saying PSP and people are cheering. I think you're making that up.
Yeah, that's sorry.
You didn't think that through.
Dug
you said.
Real
what's
deep.
What's a PSP?
PlayStation Portable?
I know.
Okay.
No. No one knows what it is.
No, I know what it is because I played Portable Ops and Peace Walker on it.
Actually, very good games, though.
I know. I loved them.
Very, very good games.
I still have my Vita, too.
Yeah, I didn't play anything on the Vita, and we still have one.
Yeah.
I
It's collecting dust somewhere.
Yeah.
If the E3 isn't your type of con, everybody, of course, tickets are on sale for TwitchCon 2017, $89.99. If you're interested in going that, Webb, what about you? You're gonna try to make the trip?
If we can get tickets to it, I'm not going to pay $89 to go to TwitchCon.
No? What about $109?
Well, price going up? Hell yeah. That's not a cup of tea.
I'm just saying. If you go,
it's $179.
Yours is once. Did you go as like meet? Are you like going as media or something?
Oh no, it's a 3-day pass.
Oh okay.
Yeah, that's actually a very good price because if you pay on site, it's $109 for the first day, $109 for the second day, $129 for whatever.
Day three is more expensive than day one and two.
Why not? It's the last time you get to see all your Twitch fans or Twitch celebrities.
It's like the exact opposite of every other convention I've heard of.
Wait, what
usually,
do you mean?
You will, like, okay, think of like Wizard World Comic Con or even San Diego Comic Con. It's like Friday is like
the kind of the opening.
Yeah, let's say for simplicity it's $50. Okay, Friday will be $50. Saturday you're gonna be paying like $75-$80, and then Sunday you'll pay like maybe $45-$40. $2. But I'm just saying, usually day three, because day three is the day that a lot of people don't go. It's the last day of the convention. Everything's pretty much over. A lot of
they're
people
selling
don't
things
to it.
Like dirt cheap because they're trying to get. Yeah.
Because they don't want to bring it home.
Yeah, that is true. Well, I don't know.
That's
maybe
part of the draw, maybe.
Yeah, maybe that's part of the. Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know. The middle day is usually the big one where everybody, congregates to those conventions. But, I don't know. Maybe they're trying to be different. It's TwitchCon. I still, for some reason, actually for a lot of reasons, don't see a purpose for TwitchCon. But
what do you do there? I went because a friend
you
said
you watch
I
people
should.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Have you been to them before?
No.
Okay, so this is your first time. So Corey and I went to the first one, and that was in San Francisco, and it wasn't as bad when it was in San Francisco because it's just we drive there. But now that's in Southern California, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, somebody in chat said the same thing, that it's the location is actually bad on this one.
I don't know. In chat where it's at, let us know.
Facial said TwitchCon picked a horrible location for people not in California that is going to be hard to get to.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, I'm curious to see where it's at. So when we went, so last year was in San Diego. The year before, San Francisco, and it was super weird. It was kind of like you guys know what VidCon is.
Nope.
Yeah, YouTuber. Yeah.
Yeah, it's you. It's like you go and see your favorite YouTuber.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I guess there's.
I mean, it's a culture. It's a cultural.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah. No.
That's
I'm
what
gonna
people
give,
like doing. They
I'm
like,
gonna. Yeah.
You know. Right. So that's basically what it is.
But I heard there are like panels and stuff too.
There's panels, but there's panels at like VidCon, but it's basically. I think panels loosely, unless you're going as industry and you go and you see like how to make a good YouTube channel or something, you're going to see the people that you watch on, YouTube or in this case, Twitch, basically do a live version of their.
But is it really a live version? Because think about all the popular Twitch or YouTubers, at least.
Yeah.
They're kind of heavily edited, right?
Well, okay, so live version of what they're doing is maybe not accurate. They do like some sort of stage show of something. They do they just do Q&As. Like,
okay, Q&A, okay. All right, that's okay, I can get behind that.
But TwitchCon, when we went, it was really weird because you had some, you had some game developers there, and they were kind of, they were empty.
Yeah.
Like, we walked right up and talked to them, and there wasn't even a line, but you go to, Skype, and there's a line at Skype, and there's a line at Discord, and there's a line at, these different, services. It's just directed towards a different group of people.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a different crowd.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like they're, I wouldn't say they're not gamers, because they probably are, but, I just not gamer-focused, or game-focused, I should say.
Right. Most of the people going are going to see the people that they like watching, and they want to get a picture and an autograph. And then stand in line for 3 hours for Twitch merch.
I'm trying to think. I only watch really, I guess, religiously one YouTuber, and that's Comics Explained. But to pay to go see the man.
See, I think VidCon is centralized or is focused more on the vloggers that you see.
Okay.
I don't know any of them. My wife watches them. I don't know. I don't understand.
I'm that way with YouTube and Twitch. I don't really have a lot of people that I watch regularly. Yeah. And I'm mostly going to network, so it's more like a test to see if it's something worth going to
next time. Yeah.
And yeah, I asked a friend who's been a couple times if it's worth it for a voice actor to go. And they were like, yeah, they got a voice acting panel. So I was like,
well, that's good.
Yeah, I'll get
back. I mean, it could be. I heard that last year two was different than year one. It was a little bit better. And so, I mean, of course, I'm judging it harshly, but I'm judging it based on the first time that they did it.
Mm. Yeah.
And so they didn't really have, like, an idea of who they were. Like, they were still fighting themselves, I guess. So year three, it might be a lot better.
Well, we'll
I still want to know where it's
still
at,
going, so
oh,
that's,
Anaheim?
That's a good thing. Oh, no, they said Long Beach.
Oh, Long Beach. Oh, yeah, that's weird. Yeah,
that's great for me. I know I have family down there.
Oh, there you go. Score! They moved it there just for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's time for some speculation.
Speculation.
On a little game that it's still kind of getting big, still trying to find its own legs and everything like that. You guys may have heard of it. It's called Overwatch.
What?
Yeah, see, it's I know it's a rare game. Yeah, it's not that big right now. But of course, they have a couple of screen caps of what might be hinting towards a new character. Have you heard about this one, Aaron?
I have.
Oh, we might get some more gorilla action going.
I don't want another monkey.
Wow. Wow.
Especially a little monkey.
Well, it's nothing confirmed.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how much I trust that one because it's a leak. And, like, anybody could have guessed it was going to be Lunar Colony, right?
You're right. Yes. That's true.
Okay.
Have you seen these, messages?
I've seen headlines of, like, is there a new Overwatch character coming out? And I got burnt on,
Sombra?
Sombra.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, you know what? I'm not going to pay attention to quote-unquote leaks.
Yeah, she
burned
a lot of people.
Until I'm like, it's coming tomorrow. Wait, or you can play them on the PTR.
No, it was... So you've played Overwatch since probably the beginning, right, Aaron?
Yeah, since beta.
And how did you feel about how they handled the release of Sombra?
I didn't really follow it too much. So, like, I didn't care that it was way too long. But I just know that that's the general consensus that... Blizzard, they teased for way too long, and it just wasn't worth it at the end.
It was.
I mean, I think it's worth it. I love Sombra.
It was, I don't know, as podcasters where we have to kind of talk about it week in and week out and stuff like that, it was kind of frustrating that each week we got, oh, and guess who just deciphered this code? You know,
yeah,
and it says...
That's exactly what we got.
It takes you to a website that says, wait 3 more days and you'll have another code to decipher again. And it was like, oh, come on, dude. Like,
and it was like three times over the course of like, what, 6 months?
Where yeah.
We're like, okay, guys, I think this is it. It's probably going, we're probably going to see her on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday would come.
I remember hearing that.
It's another code.
And as Monik says in chat, same with the Final Fantasy VII, I'm thinking he meant remake.
Oh, the remake, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. That was more... fan driven, the Final Fantasy VII one.
Yeah,
everybody wanted to see a remake, especially when they did the little tech demo of how the graphics could look like years back. Mm-hmm. Everybody was like, "Oh yeah, they're working on it." Everybody knows they're working on it, but
they
then
have to be working on
yeah,
it. Yeah,
yeah, they do what they want over there in Japan, though. People, come on.
I want to know. I was thinking about this today when I was playing Overwatch. They set it up for Doomfist with the
Orisa.
But with what's that map?
New money.
Thank you. With the punch in the wall, and the fist is still gone. Mm-hmm. They did that months ago.
They did.
What are they doing with it?
Nothing.
But see, that's why they're not releasing any more stuff. They're just like, you can speculate all you want, but we're not giving you any more.
I think it's crazy.
What if it's the new monkey?
it's this little chimpanzee is Doomfist.
It's as big as his body.
Well, he has a name. His name is Hammond.
Hammond?
Wait,
yes.
What are you saying now? What I saw was like a, I think it was a Reddit post.
Oh, this is like messages, like quote unquote in game characters, you know, messages.
Oh.
Gorillas confined to quarters. It's an email that was going in going to Winston. It says from Nevsky.
Oh, you're talking
Winston.
About the, like, if you're walking around, you see the messages on the computers and stuff?
I guess this is what it is. Yeah. It says Lunar Ops. So I'm guessing, yeah, that's what you see on the computer.
Mm.
So it's teasing it. It says, just a quick note to let everyone know that I have gone ahead and confined Simon and a few of the other gorillas, you know, the ones, the usually the troublemakers, to their rooms. They're acting out and getting particularly troublesome, and I'm not sure how much longer I can tolerate it. It goes on, yada, yada, yada. But then in the second one, it says, by the way, is anyone else concerned that it's been almost a week and no one's seen Hammond? His cage has been empty for a week. I guess it's a big deal to, I guess it isn't a big deal to anybody else, but it would be great for all our test specimens to be accounted for. So Hammond may have escaped.
Mm-hmm. They're talking about weird noises too in the vents.
Ooh, yeah. And on the level?
It was another computer thing. I went around for about 10 minutes just looking at everything.
Wow.
And I streamed that.
Nice.
Was this during a match?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, people would be pissed. People would be pissed. Like, what is she doing? She's just staring at a screen right now. Yeah, they'd be upset with you.
No, that was just my network.
Oh, man. That's hilarious.
So, I don't know. If Hammond comes out, what do we think we're getting? A tank? A DPS? What are we looking at?
I'm thinking if it's like a little small monkey, I'm thinking it's going to be like another Genji.
Why is everybody thinking small monkey?
I don't know. That's what you guys said.
I heard it was a chimpanzee.
Oh, okay.
If it's a chimpanzee, I'm thinking it's going to be like another Genji.
So,
I heard that he's going to be like a tank, and he's going to have like an anchor point and like an another thing across to a what's the word? Like to
bottleneck?
No. Crap. I can't think of the word, but it's like a line to stop people from going through.
Oh, like force field?
And like wall them off or something like that?
Kinda.
Huh.
I'd have to find the post to see what the wording was that they used.
Prime Excel says just like Diddy Kong. Yeah. So I'm thinking he's going to have the little peanut shooters. And that'll be cool.
Friend Prime.
Oh, Prime. Hey, what's up, friend Prime?
He's good
at Overwatch.
Is it a barrier? Is that the word you're thinking of?
No.
Twitch is trying to guess it.
They're trying to
change a stream. Guess what Aaron is thinking.
Yeah.
She'll describe it, and then you guess.
I mean, I'm excited. I really wish that they would, I don't know. I feel like they should just spit these things out a little quicker.
I know. I want them to focus on Doomfist.
You want Doomfist now.
I just want it to be done.
He's not going to be here until year two.
That's terrible, in my opinion, then.
Longer we're almost at year two, though.
Yeah, aren't we?
No, we're just year one.
We just hit year one, yeah.
Oh, snap.
You've just been playing this game too damn long.
It feels like it. It feels like it, for real. No lie.
It is. It does feel like it.
Oh. Yeah, I've got over 500 hours. It feels like it's been like 3 years.
Oh, man.
And we're like 5 seasons in.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy to think this game has been just a year.
Have you finished your placements, Web?
No.
No?
I'm 2 and 3 right now.
Okay.
So is that horrible?
But it's not good?
But it's not good.
I don't know. After doing my placements, like, and I've known this from the past couple seasons, it doesn't really matter how well you do. It's like performance based, and whatever you got last season, you're gonna get lower.
Oh, I know. I'm gonna get bronze. 100%.
No, when I did season 3, I think it was, I ended at 1300. I think from season 2, I got about 1000. I went all the way up to like 1900, and then I think I started again at 16 or so.
It's crazy how far they knock you back.
Mm-hmm.
And what frustrates me, I was going on like a rant today when I was streaming, is it frustrates me that they don't focus, like, they say that they focus on your own performance, but ultimately, like, you're looking at your placement matches, you can get, like, gold or silver medals every time.
Mm-hmm.
And you're still going to get put, if your team loses, ultimately, you're still going to get put in, like, a low ranking,
mm-hmm.
which sucks, because then you're stuck with those people who don't play it very well, then you can never, like...
And that's called the Hell of Elo.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's a difficult thing, probably, on their end, on developers' end, to kind of work that out.
Matchmaking has been a struggle for the game since it came out, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Matchmaking in comp. Should say quick play. I mean it's ultimately the same in quick play, but you don't have really a rank to pay attention to in quick play, because
I think they still count that as your MMR.
Oh, do they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you still get put with like skilled characters or players.
Like-minded people.
Oh, yeah, I played with a Grandmaster once, and it was ridiculous how hard it was.
Holy crap.
In QP, yeah.
Yeah, because they jack like up against who's gonna, who
yeah,
else is going to be on the
team. I was playing
team.
Against Diamonds and Masters, yeah.
Holy crap. Oh, man.
Yeah, I stay out of that. I just do the quick play.
Because something-something controller?
No, because something-something is funner. That's
Prime Excel in chat says, play well. Just play well. Wins or loses don't really matter.
Mm. There you go. It's about having fun.
No, Aaron. It's about having fun. Fun is not a part of it.
We don't play for fun.
We don't play for fun.
That's terrible.
Aaron's going to break the chair. That's
terrible.
How serious
this
it is.
Table.
I think, and so as a budding video game developer, as I am, I think I don't want to get that inside of a game that I create, is the where you're not playing to have fun aspect of it. I don't know if you have to, if that's only just competitive games that kind of do that. But
I think it's a personal thing. For me, I get like I can play quick play and have fun. I don't care. Like quick play, I go in. I'm going to have a crappy team most of the time, unless I'm playing with people I know. Just because that's what people do in quick play. They go in a quick play to figure out different characters that they want to play. They may not even know how to play a character.
Truth.
They just want to try it out and see how it goes. Or they're just there for fun. It's not a big deal for them. In competitive, I'm not a super competitive person, but I'm competitive against myself, and I want to like constantly do better, and I feel like
okay,
I get frustrated when I'm trying to better myself, but I can't because like I'll main a healer, and as a healer, you can only do so much.
Yeah, and I know that you get screwed in your SR too.
Exactly. If you play a healer, then you kind of get screwed because you can't carry the team. Like, there's no way you can carry the team as a healer unless they just really suck, and then you're still not going to win the match. So it's frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I switched to DPS this season. At least until I get out of Browns.
So what's what was the question for the Brain Bang? Do you remember last Brain Bang? Because it was Overwatch related.
Yeah, it was what do you hope to get out of this season of Overwatch?
So Aaron, what do you hope to get out of this season of Overwatch?
Definitely want a higher SR. I'm aiming for Diamond, of course, but I was aiming for Diamond last season too. So we'll see what happens.
What'd you end at?
About 1650 something. I made it all the way up to like 2074, and then had a really bad night. Drank too much.
That's what it seems like, right? With everybody,
it's like the Joker. It just takes one bad night.
Yeah,
yeah, and like I just couldn't get out of it, and I didn't play enough either to really.
Yeah, season 4.
How many do you go before you stop though? Because, like, usually, we had that thing where we would go on a streak where we're losing, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then you just know you got to, hey, I got to
yeah.
back
yeah.
away.
Yeah. I mean, usually my rule is 2 and then I stop unless I'm with friends and we just want to keep going for fun. Because, when I play with my friends, I have a good time in comp, even if we lose. But, that night I had, like, 6 glasses of wine and I didn't want to stop. I got mad and I was like, you know what? It'll be this game. This is the game where I'm going to get it all back. And you know
that sounds like a gambling problem. No, that's what that sounds like.
Honestly, I have thought that to myself before. Like my inner monologue is like, David, what are you doing? Walk away from the blackjack table. Just walk away, break even.
That's when I got this.
You're screwed. Yeah.
This is it. This is gonna be the match. This match is gonna make me diamond. I know it.
That's horrible. Guys.
What do you mean, Aaron?
I mean Farrah.
I just imagine Farrah like. 3 wines in, and Farrah's just like, woo! And just
flying under
around.
The influence. I love that she's over there, by the way. It makes me really happy that you have a little Farrah.
Pop, yeah.
Yeah.
let's switch gears just a little bit from the...
From the Overwatch?
From the mm-hmm. Overwatch, and we'll go right back to E3 a little bit. I'm going to skip that story. It's just something about Nintendo making more Switches. Whatever. Web.
Wait, what kind of Switches?
That's terrible.
Didn't they do a special edition Switch?
Which apparently sucks.
I heard that.
like stickers on top of your Switch.
Is that what it is?
It doesn't look anything spectacular.
Wait, I wanna see this.
If you Google it, I think it's the Monster Hunter Edition or something like that. Their very first one that they're putting out, and it's not anything crazy.
Well, doesn't that ultimately tell us, why is there a stroller that pops up when I say special edition Switch on Google and stroller pops up?
Yeah.
Google, fix your stuff.
Really quick side note on Google. If you're in Canada, everybody, Google Home's coming to you June 26th. That just in.
Aaron, have you opened up your Google Home yet?
Nope, it is sitting in a dusty box right under my desk.
So I got one. Hey, I got one for free.
How you liking her?
It's cool. I feel like I'm missing out on part of it though.
What do you mean?
So part of it's like being able to control your lights. Like if you have smart lights.
Yeah.
I don't have that.
Okay.
So
it's
half
kinda,
of the functions aren't there.
Have you used it to text anybody?
No. See? I ask it, what's the weather like?
Oh yeah. See, I wouldn't.
I'll ask the forecast and then I'll have it play Spotify for me.
Wait, is this Alexa?
It's no. Like Alexa. It's Google's Alexa.
But it's okay. Google's Alexa. Yeah. Hey,
same
thanks
principle.
For the follow. Who was that? I didn't get to see it.
I'm looking at the Monster Hunter Switch.
Oh, there's Magenta Pikachu. That's also my friend.
Magenta Pikachu, thanks for the follow.
So, for those of you who haven't seen it yet, Google Special Edition Switch. I'm looking at it right now. On the back, you have like a Monster Hunter XX badge. It's
yeah.
A dragon.
Yeah.
And then like a some sort of design up towards the top of the back. And I'm trying to see.
Imagine if
that
you
looks
will.
Exactly like the stickers we just put on ours for
exactly.
Zelda.
Exactly.
Oh, the
it's
Zelda
nothing...
skin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have that. That's what this looks like. And then the docking station has some designs on it. I'm wondering, did they fix the docking station? With this new special edition, did they fix the issues with it?
I doubt it.
It'll still scratch your...
It's still a scratch your crap out of your
screen. We modded ours. We put little foam pieces so that...
That's smart.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, I gotta do that now.
I put a screen protector on mine, so I'm not super worried about it.
Okay.
But going back to chat really quick, bouncing back and forth between Twitch, Facebook, and YouTube.
Okay,
looking
what we
at Facebook... Dominic Downs is in Facebook now.
Wow, he's switching all over
switching
the place.
Switching all over
all
the
right.
place. Okay. He goes, yeah, Overwatch players do not play for fun.
Yeah, and that's sad.
And he agrees that it's going to be Diddy Kong in Overwatch.
Peanut shooters. Get it trending, everybody.
That'd be awesome.
They're
like Junkrats.
They were talking about what they kind of want to see in chat on the Twitch over there as well from E3.
Oh, yeah.
I saw some Jade Empire remakes, or a new one at least. That's not happening. Sorry, guys.
No.
KOTOR 3, not happening again.
Just wait till you're wrong.
Aaron, you're two episodes into this, so you don't know the track record that I have so far.
Oh wow. You were right about Red Dead Redemption.
Oh yeah, I called that.
Oh, and Powerless.
So hard.
But to be fair, I called Powerless before
you
did.
Yes, you did. I don't take credit for that one. You did definitely call that one before I did. But Red Dead Redemption was like writing on the wall. I knew that wasn't going to come out. It's a gigantic game.
I didn't even think that it was going to be delayed. I honestly thought it was 2018 for the longest until I finally looked it up. And I was like, oh, what do you know? Corey's right. It is 2017. And then it was like 3 days later, I get a message from Corey like,
hey, oh, what do you know? Corey's wrong. Aaron, it's not 2017.
Aaron is right.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those games where... You're going to get game of the year right off the bat type of talk, right when you put it into your system. And that type of game isn't going to be something that they announce one day and then say it's coming out 2 days later.
It's not going to be a Fallout 4.
Yeah, Fallout 4 was actually bubbling for a long time. And until, they come out and gave a hardcore day like Fallout 4 did...
Well,
then,
Fallout 4 was like, and you're going to be able to buy it in 2 months.
Yeah.
No, but that's smart, though.
Yeah.
You don't want to build up the hype like way too early.
Right.
Exactly.
Just like going back to Sombra.
I wasn't going to bring Overwatch back up.
I'm just
you
saying.
Sombra. Always bring Sombra. At E3, though, of course, Nintendo, they're not going to do their presentation thing, right? They're going to be there.
No, they're going to do their Treehouse
of Horrors.
Yep.
Yep, that sounds right.
Plot twist.
I saw an article on What Culture, which is actually a pretty good website, of course. They were saying 9 things Nintendo can do that they can show at E3 exclusives for the Switch. And do you both own Switches? Yeah, you just said
yeah,
you have a. You might. I want to know if you guys would even buy these games. And chat, you too. if you even own a Switch, or if you would, or maybe this would be the game to get you into owning a Switch. So far, from what I've seen, nothing for me. Number 9 at the top of the list is Luigi's Mansion 3. Of course, the threequel to Luigi's Mansion, which was on the GameCube, and was it on the Wii?
I didn't pay attention to the
Wii. Wow, okay, so I guess this one is definitely not in the ballpark for you two. It says likelihood of it showing up, about a 50% chance. That's not, it's not a bad, not a bad number there.
50-50. It's not great, but it's not bad.
Next one, number 8, is Paper Mario for the Switch. Another one that I, as well. 30% chance of it showing up. Okay. So, who cares? The one next after this.
If you say Dr. Mario, I swear to God.
No, F-Zero.
Oh.
Racing game. Huh. 1% chance that that'll show up.
There's only one racing game for the Nintendo Switch.
What is that?
Mario Kart.
That's true. That's true.
I'm not going to go play.
But it's sad that they just killed off their other ones. F-Zero was a popular racing game back in the day.
Yeah, but it's no Mario Kart.
Stupid difficult on the GameCube, I'll tell
you
that.
No Mario Kart.
It was like the Dark Souls of racing games. I promise you.
So that's a draw to it, right?
Oh, no, it's not. It was a major turnoff. Like, the speed of the game, you couldn't keep up with it. It was horrendous. But
was it more realistic in the racing style?
No.
No, okay.
No. You're going, like, light speed the whole time.
Okay. Let me correct me. All right, so like Horizon. What's that game called? Horizon?
Horizon Zero Dawn?
No, that's not. That's
not a racing game.
That's not the racing game.
I thought it
was. What am I thinking of?
I have no idea.
The one on the Xbox. It's
Forza.
Forza! Good. Where did Horizon come from?
Where did Horizon come from?
Oh, no, because it's Forza Horizon.
Oh, okay.
So it was off. Anyway, point being, that racing game, you can't just mash the gas pedal down and go. You have to be strategic and use the gas and the brake and. And be strategic.
You don't know what F-Zero is, then, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I was wondering if it was similar to that.
Racing
game? You played Smash Brothers, right?
Yeah.
So Captain Falcon is from F-Zero. It's like a space race game.
Oh. I've never played it either, but I
way off. Yeah, I don't know.
Point being is, like, is it like that where you have to be more strategic with your racing? Is that why it's so difficult, or is it?
Yeah, you have to be more strategic, but I think you have to have the, like, I don't know, ADD or something to keep up with all the flashing lights and, like, everything that happens on
kids
screen.
These days, man.
It's ridiculous.
That's what caused ADD.
It's
can
well-known
I,
fact.
Can I, what do you call it? Can I digress? Have you heard of that game where, like, you're building the track as you're going?
A racing game?
Yeah. No. Yeah, I tried it, like, last GDC, and it was really fun. If you're in the front, you build the track.
Oh, but so you can potentially screw up people behind you.
Oh, so you want to be... That's okay.
Yeah, I forgot, like, exactly how the mechanic works, but I think you get to choose which way to go.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I was going to say, so you really want to be in first place, but any racing game you really want
to be in
first
place. But you don't know what the name of it is?
I forgot.
Ooh.
It was... I'm pretty sure it was an indie.
Why do you see it like that? Like, oh, that's going to cost you.
Yeah, that's going to cost you a couple of points.
We're not going to have you on for a third time.
How many points do I have?
Somebody in chat, you got to know who this game is, or Google it.
Yeah, chat, Google this game.
Is it called Can't Drive This? I don't know.
What?
I'm not throwing stuff out there. I just saw a game on Steam called Can't Drive This, and I don't know if it's that game.
Let me see if I can find it on YouTube.
But it does kind of look like... somebody's building a track as you're driving.
Racing Tycoon.
There you go. That sounds right. Racing Tycoon.
Everything is just Tycoon at the end.
Yep. That sounds about right.
Mario Builder Tycoon.
So, Faith Shield put Drive Club or Track Mania. Does those sound familiar, Aaron?
What was Drive, it? Drive Club or Track Mania?
Oh, man. Track Mania sounds like it could be it, but like it's not ringing a bell.
Yep. I guess we'll never. The world.
If I saw a video of it or like a screenshot, I would be able to identify it.
The world may never know. There was a game actually. While we're going on this digression, there was a game, a racing game, I think by the Disney company, and I'm probably totally wrong on this one. It didn't have Disney characters or anything. It was just like a really racing game where you can set off like explosions on the track. But it was like a stunt course. and like you can have like a tower fall or something.
I'm pretty sure I know what you're talking about.
And I remember seeing the trailer for that thinking, no, that might be a cool racing
game.
Is
that Burnout?
I have no idea. I'm just like you on this one where I do not know the game, but
I know
the features.
You know what? You
just
lost like 10 points.
Well, I mean, hey.
Dang.
Being that I have so many points.
Excitebike.
There you go. Excitebike was
is that what it is?
No.
That's what Dominic Downs is saying. He said it like three times. Excitebike.
No, it's not Excitebike. D Downs is a good guess, but that is definitely not.
He was super excited about Excitebike.
Yeah, no. We'll come back to it. Number six on that list of Switch exclusives that should be at E3, that might be at E3, Animal Crossing for the Switch. That's at a 70% chance.
I would do it.
You're an Animal Crossing fan?
I like Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing. Oh, okay.
I like the Animal Kingdom better.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Who said that?
Are you talking about Disneyland?
No. Who called it Animal Kingdom?
Me, I did.
You?
Okay, yeah.
Good Lord.
So we played Jeopardy, and it was, I forgot what the question was, but I was thinking Animal Crossing.
Oh, it was games where you play God or something like
no,
that.
No, it was games that PETA liked or something like that. That's what made me think animals.
Oh, yeah. I know, Sean, the
and
question
I was
itself. Yes.
Thinking Animal Crossing, but I could not think of Animal Crossing. I thought it was called Animal Kingdom. I was like, Animal Kingdom? What's Animal Kingdom? And they were like, I don't know. What is the Animal Kingdom?
Wow.
Corey guessed Animal Crossing was still wrong.
It was wrong, yes. Number five, Pikmin 4. About an 80% chance you'll get to see that there. Switch exclusive. Number four here, the first entry in a new Metroid series.
Huh. Mm. Oh, that might be cool.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that.
It says likelihood impossible to guess. I don't think. When's the last Metroid, like actual Metroid game we saw? And I'm not talking about that that DS one where you play like the
Project M.
Oh, that probably
oh,
is.
Oh shit! I'm thinking of a Smash. The other M.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah, I know what you meant though. Yeah, I don't know. Is that a game seller or a system seller? Metroid?
I'd have to see.
For some people, yeah.
Chat, what do you think? Is that a system seller? We'll get back to that one. Metroid is a system seller or not? Number three, a top-down Zelda title for the Switch. I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
It says 60%, but I don't think. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. I was going to say, you're going to go from Breath of the Wild back to the 3DS style? No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Do you guys remember playing a game on this, on the Game Boy Advance?
Yes.
Okay. That's true. At this point in the question, yes.
Okay. Dude, my dad, I played Need for Speed on the Game Boy Advance.
Where it was the Legend of Zelda, but you can play four players co-op.
Oh, I thought it was the Triforce Heroes. I thought it was three.
That was on, was that Game Boy Advance?
I thought you
could have
that. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah. You think
I don't listen.
Where you stack. Wow, you guys have so much in common. Where you stack on top of each other?
Yeah. That's Triforce Heroes.
That's Triforce Heroes.
Yeah, okay. The four-player co-op? No, I didn't.
So it was like you were the red, the green, the blue, and I think
right.
the purple one or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, Triforce.
Now think about that on the Switch, though. Top-down view. You guys have your own controllers.
It's
and,
like Bomberman, but
yeah.
Zelda.
If you buy it for like $20 for the Switch.
Oh, it has to be a discount game.
Yeah. I mean, why would you go from Breath of the Wild to that and pay the same price?
Mm.
I mean, people will, but...
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if you think about how much work went into Breath of the Wild versus a top-down game. I mean, I'm not saying that they're easy to make, but...
But it's easier.
It's easier than
a Skyrim
world where where everything's interactable and
yeah, exactly.
The next one definitely would be a system seller, Pokemon Star.
Oh my god,
I haven't heard anything about that.
If they come out with a Pokemon on the Switch,
it says a 90% chance that it'll be shown at E3.
I'll buy it at E3.
Would that be?
No.
Single player.
I don't know.
If it was multiplayer, that would be...
Would it be like Sun Moon kind of game?
I'm literally trying to Google this right now because I have never heard of Pokemon Stars. And
you guys said it last episode, I thought.
Did we?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, we did talk about this last episode.
We talked about Stars?
Yeah.
I think somebody did. They
we
talked.
No, because it was a very similar list. What do you want to see at E3? And we were talking about what we wanted to see.
Okay.
And it was Pokemon on the Switch.
Well, I'm looking at actual gameplay of it, so it's a real thing.
It's a real thing?
Yeah.
On the Switch?
On the Switch.
Oh, my God.
And it looks... It just looks like a fully 3D Pokemon game, which they should have done from
the
beginning.
Wait, what do you mean, like 3D? Like
Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, or anything
beyond
that.
So, like,
over the
shoulder? Like, third person?
Yes, third person.
Wow.
I'm trying to think. Was it, like, Omega and Sapphire? Were they third person?
I haven't played it once in Silver.
I skipped a couple generations, so I don't know either.
But I don't know. I'm still trying to see if he's going to actually battle Pokemon. Like they're just showing the character run around in an environment right now. He just jumped on a Lapras, and that's it.
He just jumped on somebody's lap.
Oh, wait a minute! No, yeah, full blown Pokemon battle. Yeah, full 3D Pokemon.
Is it Pokemon Stars?
Yeah, that's literally what
I
just said.
Yeah, I want to see this.
Pokemon Stars.
I'm so excited for this.
This definitely would be a system seller, of course.
So the picture I'm looking at looks like he has a waffle for a bed.
What?
Okay, here. Because this is for our chat room right here. I'm going to post in there a link to the video that I'm watching so they can, you know, watch along at home. But it looks like a full-fledged Pokemon game. Put it that way. That's all. I mean, if you're still into Pokemon. I literally was playing Pokemon Go today and just finished up my 7-day streak of catching Pokemon.
Nice.
Yeah, I'd never done that before, so I didn't even know.
Nice. I did it a couple times, and then like I had a couple days where I did 6 and then missed the last one.
Ooh. Shame on you.
Yeah.
Feels bad, man. I'm super excited for a Pokemon game on the Switch. I think it's perfect. It would be a lot of fun to be able to play it on the system, like being able to play it on like your TV. But the handheld style, I mean, of the Switch is just
and then you're
it's
on
perfect.
The go, yeah.
And then you're on
I
the
love
go.
That about Breath of the Wild, too. Like,
exactly.
I could be playing it, and then I get sleepy, go to bed, and play it till I fall asleep.
I'm bringing it to E3 with me.
Nice.
Are you going to actually bring the docking station,
no.
too? Oh, okay. That's cool.
Or are you just going to plug it into the wall?
For the charging?
Yeah.
I have a battery. That, or I have a battery port.
Oh.
Or a battery charger.
I didn't know that those were a thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. It's just like a regular like thing for your cell phone.
Hmm.
And it charges the Switch.
Okay.
And then the number one game that could be announced at E3 for the Nintendo Switch exclusive, Super Smash Bros. Switch. 2% chance.
That's another one that I really want to see. But like we talked about... yesterday, I really am okay with not having a new one.
Yeah,
and just having them port the Wii U.
Yeah, I was all for a new one until I heard you say that. I was like, yeah, you're right. You know, it's still growing.
Yeah.
I think it would be good. And if they did that, they could do what they did with Mario Kart. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe for the Switch is basically Mario Kart 8, but it's all the DLC, and then it's all put together in the game. So you get everything that ever came out for it. If they did that with Smash Bros, I'd be happy as a clam.
I'd be happy to bring my Switch around and play Smash Bros with a controller.
Exactly. That'd be amazing. Mm-hmm.
I wonder would they go like full-blown 8 players.
Haven't looked at my Switch in a while. Are there USB ports on it?
On the Switch?
I don't think so.
Yeah, on the one that you can take out, or is it only on the dock?
Yeah, it's only the USB-C on like on the bottom of the unit and then in the dock.
Are you guys going to be early adopters to the online services for the Switch?
I'll try it.
I mean, it's $20 a year. Why not?
Yeah, I'll try it at least a year. And then if I don't like it, I just won't renew it.
I'll see. Like, the only thing I would play online is Smash. And I usually play with people in the room anyway.
Now, what if they brought the feature... I don't know if it's on the 3DS games or not, but being able to battle people online in Pokemon. So if you got Pokemon Stars for the Switch.
I never really did the competitive thing with Pokemon either.
Oh, okay.
Really? I thought that was the only reason you play.
No, I play for the story.
Wow.
I play Overwatch for the competitive.
Wow.
I play Overwatch for the story, guys.
That's
a great story.
Wow.
I remember when I was a kid, I went to Arden Fair Mall to a Pokemon tournament. With my Game Boy Color.
Really?
Did you get a Mew there?
No.
I went to, I think it was Sunrise Mall, and they were giving out Mews.
Really?
Yeah.
Just giving away for free, huh?
Yeah.
Just
giving away a Mew.
This is the
I worked my ass off for my Mew. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry.
That's all I had for the articles. That's, I mean, it was actually for the Wednesday show.
reusing them.
Yeah, this literally was all these were the Wednesday show notes when I did the show notes for Wednesday. But we just totally, what do we even do? Like, I don't even remember what we did.
Talked about how bad of a friend you were and
incorrect. What it is Corey's thing is, I don't know, he wants to be so buddy.
Well, I'll miss you, Corey.
Yeah.
I miss you right now because you're not here.
Yeah, there you go. At least one Aaron will miss.
Yeah.
There you go. That's what he wanted.
Corey.
That's
Aaron
what he wanted.
That they missed you.
Boom.
Yeah, you can say that and nobody will know the difference. Yeah.
There you go.
I'll know. And he'll know it deep inside. He'll know. I wanted to do that article I saw that says, is Destiny really just Destiny 1.5? Just to get under some people's skin.
Was it written by you?
Probably. That's neither here nor there, Webb. I won't say the name of the author of the actual, you know.
You go back to Nerd Reactor just to write that one article. And be like, all right, John, I'm done.
The Backstreet Boy, Aaron Carter.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Don't get swindled. Don't get cheated out there. Did you play Destiny, Aaron?
Like for 2 hours.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Smart. Wait, hang on. Smart girl. Before you start judging, how long ago did you play it for 2 hours? Was it when it first came out?
Yeah, it was okay. I think it was that week.
So the thing that people, aren't... What the haters...
So what?
You heard me, the haters...
I'm not gonna...
Is the difference between Destiny... And there's people in chat that are gonna back me up, and I know it. Gaming Since Gaming, let's do this. The day one Destiny is very different than the Destiny that you would go and play today.
But explain to me why that's acceptable.
I'm not saying it's acceptable.
All right, then.
Point of that
so
being,
we agree that that is not acceptable, that's not acceptable to have a crap game and then years later it'd be fun.
Exactly. 100%. If they released the game that you can go to the store and buy now, if that was the original game they released, it would be a completely different story.
Well, think about this. They work to make it better so that people would like it, right? Just
right.
Like how Overwatch is, you know, they're listening to their fans.
And stop right there.
I don't know anything
about Destiny.
Overwatch was fun in the beginning.
Yes, but they knew what their fans like. They like memes.
Yeah. I think the difference is that Overwatch felt more like a complete game.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I can't really I'm saying that looking back, because when I first played Destiny, I had a blast. I put hours into that game.
See, I had
it was
fun
a
with
fun
it
game.
Too.
Yeah, it was a fun game to play. It was more fun when you played with people. And that's what a lot of people are saying, is like when people are saying, oh, that game's not fun, it's like, what, did you play with people? And they're like, no, I just played by myself. And that's like part of the fun of it, is playing with people and going on these adventures. When I started falling off the bandwagon I don't know what the difference is when the DLC started coming out.
Uh-huh.
And then it was basically the DLC was like cut copy from the vanilla game, change some colors, make you go through the level in the opposite direction, and then we're going to call that DLC.
Ew.
That's what got me. That's what frustrated me. But ultimately, fast forward to, I think last year, or maybe the year before, Taken King, the first big expansion that came out, that fixed so many issues that people had with the game and felt like the game was more of a complete game. And it brought a lot of people back. It changed a lot of people's minds. And it's the people that were in charge of the Taken King expansion, it's those people that are in charge of Destiny 2, which is what's making me have more confidence in Destiny 2.
Destiny 1.5.
Than original thought.
Okay. I mean...
just saying.
Well, I mean, like I said, I ended it saying, if you like Destiny 1... you're going to love Destiny 1.5. So...
why do you think it's Destiny 1.5?
Because it's...
explain it to me.
It not just looks... I guarantee you it's going to feel the same way, too. It's just taking what they had before. And you know why I say this is a bad thing? Because I don't think it was intended to be like this story-driven game. Like, you have your Halo. You can play through the story mode. And then right. you have Halo 2, which isn't going to be a giant leap, but it's still a story that you're playing right. through, right? But can you say that the multiplayer from Halo 1 and the multiplayer from Halo 2 are different? But like, drastically different?
The multiplayer?
Yeah, the multiplayer. Just the multiplayer aspects of them. You got the dueling weapons.
They're different.
They're different because right. they made different leaps. You would be like, multiplayer, if you just took out the multiplayer in Halo 1 and called that a game, and then took out the multiplayer in Halo 2 and called that a game, you'd be like, those are two different games.
Those are two different games, right.
Right. So with Destiny, it's not like that, though. So if I have a game that was supposed to be 10 years, first of all.
And, the franchise is 10 years.
Okay, whatever. And then they...
No, okay, hang on. Let's touch on that really quick. All right. Because that was a big argument that I had, too.
Yes.
Going into it was... They said this is going to be 10 years. Why are we getting Destiny 2? The more I've heard from people, the more I've heard that. And going back, it's true. Nobody said this disc is going to be a 10-year game. They said Destiny is going to be 10 years. It's still Destiny.
Now you're just kind of arguing semantics. Like with
it is semantics. This, I 100% agree with you.
I don't know.
But if you're going to argue semantics against it, then somebody has to argue semantics for it.
No, what I'm arguing is actual gameplay.
Okay,
gameplay. I'm arguing
Let's look at gameplay.
That what you're going to play in Destiny 2, you've already played in Destiny 1.
Let's take out multiplayer out of the equation.
I am already taking it out.
No, not like look at just that. Let's look at like the main game.
Yeah, the story mode. That's what I'm talking about, right?
Okay, so yeah. You look at Halo 1 and Halo 2. There were some small differences, but it still felt like Halo.
Yeah.
It still felt like the game.
Yeah.
So if they do that with Destiny, that's not bad. It still feels like Destiny. That's the idea. You don't want it to feel drastic because the people that did hang on for the game and your fans, they're not going to like that. Why does this feel so different? We don't want that.
I think the problem I have is that with a part two of a game, you want to make it feel this is going to be, I guess, the continuation of the story, right?
Yeah.
So, you're kind of picking it up to where you left off on the last one, but...
Not really. I mean, it's kind of like... It's almost a new story. I mean, it's same universe and everything like that, same people and everything, but I don't think this led out... I don't think Destiny 1 led up to being the tower being attacked. I haven't finished the new expansion, so I can't tell you for sure, but...
Okay. Yeah, you know what? We'll move on, only because the chat has a lot of questions.
Chat has questions,
and
let's get to them.
I do definitely want
to
get to them.
I started looking up Vampyr.
Yeah, see, and I did the same thing. I literally have Vampyr on my.
No, I love Life is Strange, so like I saw that comment, I was like, oh man, I gotta look this up.
So Vampyr, I guess, is a game. This is in the chat talk section right now, everybody. Where chat asks a lot of questions, and we try to get to them as best as we can. Faith Shield says, can we talk about games that matter? Vampyr, Kingdom Come Deliverance, or something?
None of those games mean anything to me.
I don't mean that in a bad way.
I'm just saying.
Never heard of Kingdom Come Deliverance. But Vampyr, of course, you play a doctor who's been turned into a blood-sucking creature of the night. And... you have to apparently kill innocent people to drink their blood like vampires do.
So it's like Soul Reaver.
Yeah. You know what? We haven't had a Soul Reaver game. And
think it'll be out on the Switch?
No. Definitely won't be. It has a kind of a dark, brooding-looking feel to it. It looks kind of like a Dark Souls-esque. I don't know. This game, am I interested in it? Buying it? No.
Well, there's an easy solution to this.
What is that?
You hunt animals.
So you think he's going to be eating rats the whole time?
Well, no. I mean, I'm not saying that that's what the game is going to be, but that's this. I mean, the whole thing centers around a doctor who is now a vampire, and he's struggling with, you know, not having to hurt innocents, even though he took an oath as a doctor not to hurt.
Oh, wow. Actually, I didn't even think about that one. That's a good one.
I know. I thought about that all on my own. What is it? Definitely not from Wikipedia.
Okay. Is it the Hippocratic?
Hippocratic oath, yeah.
Yeah, but, wow.
But
that's in Twilight.
What, really?
Yeah.
So is this a Twilight game? Faith Shield? Are you playing Twilight on the PlayStation?
I wouldn't be surprised considering the audience, because Life is Strange was very Twin Peaks. And
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, I didn't want to say, so yeah, my wife made me watch the Twilight movie, and that is true.
Oh, your wife, okay. It's good to have that to fall back on. My wife made me do this.
It comes in handy.
Yeah,
okay. It comes in handy. No, but for real, I mean, that's what it was, right? One of the main characters was like that.
I've never seen it.
In Twilight. I'm not asking you, Aaron. I'm asking this, Aaron.
Okay. Oh, no, the dad... I don't know the characters very well, but I think it's the vampire that made Edward into a vampire.
Okay.
He's the one who started this whole, like, we have to eat animals. It's kind of like being vegetarian.
Yeah, it's like a vampire vegetarianism.
Good lord.
But, I mean, it doesn't, and it doesn't keep you strong, but it keeps you alive.
Yeah.
You're not going to have that crazy strength like somebody who drinks, like, human blood.
Vampire vegetarian. That's what we're talking about here, people.
Welcome to the video game being.
Vampire.
We only talk about video games.
Vampire vegans on the next episode.
We call them Vivi.
Wow.
Vivis. Are you a Vivi?
This game looks really dark. And I don't mean like in the tone. I just mean in actual colors. Everything is kind of washed out and bland, and a whole bunch of earth tones that are very deep and dark. And
oh yeah,
I didn't get to read a lot into the actual Wikipedia, so I don't know really the story. Besides, he's just a doctor that, you know, doesn't want to eat, you know, people, or has that little conundrum. So graphically, looks cool. I mean,
it looks good. I mean, I'm looking
at the gameplay, and it looks kind of fun.
Yeah, the action, and it looks pretty cool and everything like that. So, I mean, if you like those story-driven games, that's definitely one to look out for, I guess. Kingdom Come Deliverance, on the other hand, I definitely have to Google search that crap.
Damn. Kingdom Come Deliverance.
That's what he says. I probably shouldn't be Googling the things that the chat room puts, but...
It's Corey's computer.
Yeah, it's Corey's computer. So, yeah, that's what that is.
Kingdom Come Deliverance.
This looks like a... extremely boring game.
No, it looks like strategy so far.
It's a role-playing video game developed by Warhorse Studios. Co-published by Deep Silver.
I can't find any, like, synopses on it.
Yeah, I can't really either. I'm seeing some gameplay video footage over here, and it looks like a poor man Skyrim.
Hmm.
They have some first-person horse riding action going on, so there's that.
So it's just RPG, yeah?
Yeah, it looks like you're just playing a role-playing game as a...
as a knight?
I swear if this guy takes out a gardening tool and starts to garden... Yep, he just did. All right. So we're done on that one. Kingdom Come Deliverance is what happens when you give the chat room the power.
That was it.
Yeah, that was
it. I thought there was one more.
No. He said, or something. That's the last thing. But Drew in the TARDIS, he has some stuff. Is Scorpio going to change the game? No, it's not going to change the game. We talked about that the last episode.
Yeah, go check that.
Yeah. Just a graphics upgrade.
Yeah.
Why is Kingdom Hearts taking so long? Because...
Sombra. That's why.
Yeah. Square Enix. Hacked. It's the same people that, you know... I don't know. They took forever with this Final Fantasy remake. So, there it is.
They want to make it good.
June the TARDIS, I think this is when we were talking about Vampire. He said, I just need a legit werewolf game.
There you go. Actually, I had the most fun when I was a werewolf in Skyrim.
Be a werewolf in Skyrim?
I think it's yeah.
That was a an expansion. I never played Skyrim, but that was an expansion, right?
No,
you could be werewolves or vampires.
No. See, you're thinking of Oblivion. You could do that, yeah.
Okay,
but I'm talking about in Skyrim, you could be a werewolf
when you picked the character.
No. What? Am I the only one that did that mission?
I think I didn't play the game at all.
Okay,
so I haven't played that much of it.
Yeah, I was a werewolf, and I remember Drew the Tartar says Morrowind had an expansion for werewolves, but no, I was a werewolf in Skyrim, because I remember werewolfing out before I went into, like, any dungeon, just to try to, like, you know, kill a bunch of people.
You know what game I want to pick back up is that D&D game that we were playing on the PlayStation.
On the PlayStation?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the MMO?
Yeah, the MMO.
Yes, that was a fun one.
That was a fun game.
Yes.
Face Shield says that Kingdom Come Deliverance was a troll game on purpose.
Oh, okay, thank you.
This is what happens when you rely on chat to look up games.
Yes, yes. Because I was literally watching it, and I'm like, what is this garbage?
Morrowind. Dream Charters' Morrowind was the one that had the werewolf expansion.
I swear you can be a werewolf on Skyrim.
Mm. Yeah, he's saying Skyrim werewolf was hella fun.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I really loved doing that. I was an elf. That was actually pretty fun. You're an elf, okay. I know that people are interested in this Friday the 13th game. None of us have played it yet. Anybody?
I haven't. I was, before we started the stream, I was watching somebody on Twitch play it.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem with it. And this is to, and you know, I would figure more seasoned video gamers can see these type of things in video games. You can see the wall in this game.
Yeah, you can see the wall.
Like, the wall is, like, really, really super visible. Super annoying. So, it's like, okay, we've played a couple of rounds like this, but it feels like it's a gigantic minigame.
I was watching it from the perspective of they were playing Jason.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know what it's like playing as the campers or whatever.
You have three abilities as a camper. Okay. You can hide, you can run, and you can die.
Okay.
Wait, is this multiplayer?
It is multiplayer,
so
yes.
Did you ever play that game Evolve?
Yeah.
So it's like that.
It literally Friday, is Evolve.
It's basically like the same thing, but Friday the 13th.
Have you played Dead by Daylight?
No, but I've heard of that
it's
one,
It's pretty
yes.
much the same thing. Like, you have one person who's the killer, and like there's a guy with like a machete, there's like a ghost thing, and then there's people who have to like turn on these generators to get out.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's very similar.
Yeah.
From the perspective of Jason, you can't teleport anywhere, which is good. Because like they walked up to a building and you could see that the building was locked, which I thought was dumb. It's like why as a like a 6 foot tall killer, why is a locked door stopping you? Like, why didn't you just kick it in?
Exactly.
And then what threw me off was they were teleporting and you could see where people are on the map as Jason. So you could teleport to the closest spot to them, and the player did that. And then they were the two campers were in a car, and they drove. And I don't know. See, this is why I'm wondering if it had something to do. If you're on a rail, if you're in a car, and you're on a rail, but the car swerved and hit the light pole just as like Jason was standing in the street. Instead of driving into Jason and winning, they swerved and hit the light pole and then got out and they almost died.
How much is this game?
I don't know, but it looks dumb.
Wait, when did it come out?
It came out just like a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
It's a newer game.
May 26th.
And yeah, no, I don't know. This game feels like it should be at least 30. I'll give it 30.
Apparently, there's rituals to kill Jason. So you can't just go up and stab him. Like, you have to do like a ritual in order to kill him. Yeah. Which makes... Okay, whatever. So that kind of makes sense because the two people got out of the car, they did something, and then Jason was like stunned. He couldn't move. Because I was like, turn around and like stab him. Like, do something. But he was stunned. So I don't know.
See, I agree with somebody in the chat. Like, if it was $30 or less, maybe less than that, I would try it out. But that's kind of how I feel about Dead by Daylight, too. Like, I've been wanting to get it. But it's just, you know, especially because I'm playing so much Overwatch. I don't know if it's worth it for me to get it.
It's like, not.
$40 or more.
Facebook chat saying 40.
40? Okay. Yeah.
Still too much money. yeah. That music, of course, is wrapping it up. We were all over the board today, of course, when it came to all the, you know, news and topics and everything like that. But it's good. You know, we talked video games. We haven't talked video games in a long time, right?
We haven't.
So that's good. We got that out of our system.
Aaron, yeah, now we can go back to other stuff.
Yeah, now we can go back to talking about cars like we do. Video car bank.
Yeah.
So
that's something completely different.
If you haven't and you're listening to the podcast, please go and give us as many likes and thumbs ups on all the different social medias and iTunes? Yeah,
iTunes, Google Play,
all that stuff. For the real David Webb, Aaron Rozelle, I am Aaron Carter, Sir Aaron Carter, saying you've just been banged.